You don't get anything in life without asking, and you have no idea what's out there and what's even possible. So go ahead and ask. I literally have built my business and done my renovations and flips by constantly asking questions.
Welcome back, everyone. In today's market, considering the majority of the deals are not penciling out, understanding where you must invest your money and where you should not during renovations can make or break the project.
And in today's episode, we are interviewing Carmen Cervantes. She is our architectural designer and real estate investor with 13 years of experience. We break down fuga renovation, long-term rental, and most important, why you must get together with your team members before you start renovations in order to make every project a successful one. So Carmen, a lot of investors that are looking at the deals that they just purchased right now, they have a question in their head. Would I make money with this or not? Right? We pray to God. No, let's not do that. Well, let's do that. But also, where should we invest our time? Do you believe a lot of investors do not invest enough time during the design and planning in order to save money? But at the end, they ended up paying more.
Definitely. You are going to always find the most savings in the planning phase. Because if you're making any decisions in the field, like if you realize, oh no, the kitchen sink is too big and I thought I was going to have more space, or I didn't confirm my dimensions, that is always going to be at least 2 to 3 times more expensive than if you took a beat at the beginning, slowed down, and really prioritize ensuring that everything was thought out beforehand.
I remember, Liz, do you remember like Hope Street? Like it was three new constructions next to one another. And I remember sitting down with the architect and we were evaluating the windows in the front. I mean, it looked beautiful. All those custom windows were beautiful. But at the end of the day, I think we had to custom like 5 different types of windows. So that in that, like, let's not do that. Let's cop out. Let's not do that. And there was another time that I couldn't close the bathroom. Guess what? The door was hitting the toilet.
And that's the thing. Most architects don't really have an understanding of budget and construction costs. There's a lack of communication between architecture, structural engineer, contractor, all of them. They each think they're right and they're the most important in this entire process. But ultimately, we need to work together as a team. And that's really what's lacking. So as a woman, I feel like women are really much better prepared for this. Like we're detail oriented. We think more about how we're going to function through the home. Like when you have a bag full of groceries, right? Like you think, where am I going to put up my keys? Where do I put this? Like we need drop zones. We understand that. Whereas unfortunately, these fields tend to be male dominated and we're falling really short because of that.
Carmen, you know, right now, I think so many women and men, right, investing are, you know, they're trying to renovate. They're trying to do it on a budget. They're trying to do it with limited resources. And they're trying to create unique and special spaces, right? Because that is so important, especially we see in the short term, in the midterm rental, more so probably short term rental space, even long term rental space, right? People want, you know, a nice livable space. So there's a lot to reconcile, right? And I'm curious, you're the orchestrator, right? You're the investor, you're the owner of this project. How can you ensure that everyone is aligned with your goals? Meaning you got the, let's start with the architect, right? And the designer. To your point, they're not worried about cost. They're worried about, you know, what they're worried about. So how do you align with them as the orchestrator of the project? What are some strategies that women can use to ensure they're aligning versus, you know, going in different directions?
That's a really good point. So what most women and people in general don't know, I feel like architects are like this mystical being, right? Most people don't know an architect in real life, and there aren't that many out in the real world. But what most people don't know is that you can actually do a lot of the work yourself, like a lot of the planning, a lot of the drafting. In most jurisdictions, if you're going to pull a permit, unless it specifically says you need a sealed plan, like sealed plans, you can do that. Like your contractor can draw it up for you. You can draw it up. And I teach my students how to use SketchUp Free, which is a 3D modeling platform. It is free. cloud-based, and there's so many resources out there, you know, YouTube University. Literally, like, if we just took the reins of our projects to begin with and made sure that, A, we understood the concepts, the language, we need to start really learning more of, you know, what happens in construction, what happens in a renovation, how does this design impact my budget? And then in terms of really making sure that your project runs well, I'm always going to say the OAC, which most people have never heard of. It's the owner, architect, and contractor meeting. Before you actually break ground, you need to bring your team members. You know, everybody thinks they're the most important. Everybody always points fingers at others. But ultimately, you're building a team around this project, and you need to set out your expectations ahead of time. So in the OAC, you get a lot more information. So it calls for insulation. Well, what are value? What type of insulation? Where is it going? You're going to go literally line item by line item on the scope, in the plans, in everything, and make sure that nobody is working under assumptions.
Oh my gosh, that's my love language. Yes, let's have that meeting, right? I love those meetings, right? Because they're very detailed. They go in the nitty gritty, like torture for your list. So don't come after or come before to chat with them. Make sure everybody's good. Then I go in, Liz. that's the plan. I don't think, Carmen, a lot of people do that. And then the result of that, the reason why we're talking about this, and I want to emphasize, the result of that is nothing more, nothing less than blaming one another. And at the end of the day, it's you, right? You investor listening to us right now, it's your pocket that's going to get hurt. So the more that you engage your team members into speaking the same language, agreeing to budgets, deadlines, more efficient you will be, higher profit at the end. You can't just in the middle of the project start putting up fires contrary to the expectation. So let's do this. We have different types of renovations. Let's think about a full gut renovation for sale. What are the top three areas where investors should invest their money?
So for sale, kitchen and baths always, you know, that's the jewelry on a home. That's what really gets people excited. Ultimately, a bedroom is just four walls, a floor, and a ceiling. But the other thing you really need to think about are items like the sequence in which your materials are going down. Flooring is going to be hard to rip up after if there's an issue or whatever. So in terms of flip, you do want to really go for stuff that has that wow factor. And you're not as concerned about the maintenance because you're not going to be the one maintaining it. So you will put in the Carrara marble because somebody sees it and is like, oh, wow, beautiful. But it's harder to maintain. But ultimately, that's not your problem, right? Like that'll be carried on to or pushed on to the next person.
And where should we not spend our time and money when it comes down to renovation? Because I see a lot of people putting a lot of emphasis in certain areas, but do really buyers care about that? What have you seen?
So it depends on the comps, right? Like we have to make sure that we're building and designing to something that people are going to want in that specific area. So really understand your demographic. If you have a family, maybe you want to spend more time outside on the yard, like create more of an oasis for them. Or actually the one thing that I do find a lot of people are making a big mistake on is that they're spending money on really expensive fixtures. And you can buy a $200 faucet or a $2,000 faucet. Ultimately, nobody is looking at the name brand of that faucet. My one piece of like real advice in terms of fixtures and things like that is if you're like manhandling it, if you're opening it, touching it, whatever, several times a day, invest in the higher quality materials. But a light fixture, I spend $20-$30 sometimes on light fixtures. It goes up, nobody's ever going to touch it again, and it looks pretty.
Carmen, I want to talk about women leading projects, let's go down the gut renovation example on Dress Lessons, just to keep that going. Women are getting into deals, right? And they have some experience. But I find, and again, I don't know as much as Andressa by any means. You don't want me leading the construction on a project, but you don't know what you don't know. And what you don't know can really cost you, like really cost you, right? I always say rentals are forgiving, flips are not, you know, and one mistake can really put you under in a flip.
All right. We talked about Fuga and renovations, and now we're going to transition to our rentals. Looking at the rentals, we will have to deal with a lot of maintenance, right? So where should we invest our money when it comes down to our rentals?
So again, look at your comps. Obviously, you know, we've got different levels of design. You know, if you're more like lower tier, you can do laminate countertops, things like that. Ultimately, it goes to you are going to be maintaining this. So make sure that you are cognizant of how people are going to use and abuse it. Nobody's going to take care of a home like you are because you spent the money on it. So a backsplash on a vanity is always important. Otherwise, you're going to get a mess. You're going to get water and mold built up there. And then ultimately, you really want to make sure your systems are top-notch in an ongoing rental. Because the worst thing is to be getting calls about, you know, your AC is not working, your this is not working, appliances. I always put brand new appliances in rentals. They can be lower tier appliances, but think about how long you're going to hold on to this property and make sure that you understand that there are going to be ongoing issues and that you can mitigate that depending on your decisions. The other thing is toilets. I've put in a $98 toilet in a flip. I put more expensive toilets in a rental just because there are so many toilet problems that come up on long-term rentals or anything like that. And I don't want to be dealing with it.
Absolutely. Especially if you are the landlord that pays for the water. Because I had an issue once. I only knew about this issue when I got the water bill. Water bill was like thousands and thousands. And I called the tenant immediately and I said, I need access to your unit because I think there's a flood happening there. I don't know what the hell is happening. She's like, oh, I meant to call the property management company to let them know that I think there's something wrong with my toilet.
Yeah, she's not paying for it.
Exactly. It was constantly running, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And it was that little, like, you think that is not going to cost. Oh boy, was she mad. Because on our lease, we say that she should have communicated that. So we had to make a deal there because I was not willing to eat the entire mistake on my own. But quick question for you. I see a lot of people, in order to save money, they go to the construction stores or mom and pop, and they see like leftover tire from last year's. There's an S there. And they believe, or cabinets on sale, or all like leftover, right? Do you believe that every single renovation is an add value, or depending on what they install, it looks older? Have you seen those things? Like, it looks older.
Yeah. So just like in construction knowledge, there's a lot of lack of design knowledge for you know, the layman, the common person. It is really tempting to find materials that are inexpensive or free or fell off a truck somewhere. But like we were talking, I believe one of you stated at the beginning where I personally, and I feel like most women when they do renovate, try and make a space feel better, nicer, more special. And I honestly think it's on us, like it is our responsibility, because when you make amazing spaces, your tenants start to believe amazing things about themselves. Like our environment really plays a huge role in that. And instead of being like your typical real estate bro or somebody who just, you know, slaps some lipstick on something to try and mask an issue, design goes a long way. So depending on how long you're going to hold on to it on the flip, if you know your tenants or whatever, like it really does behoove us to try. And I'm not saying it needs to be expensive, but it's generally not dirt cheap. And unless you're a master designer, like piecemealing things from remnants can look really haphazard.
All right. So for all the women that are saying, I suck at it, or the men that are saying, like, I don't even know what design means. Where can we go to at least get the trend that we are seeing right now to at least get the right color and forget about the yellow and the gray cabinets, for God's sake?
So use Houzz. Houzz.com is super invaluable. Most people think that designers just have all of these design ideas in our head. That's not the case. We look at references all the time. Like, go through the magazines, see what speaks to you in terms of like what you like about it. You might not fully understand what you like about it, but you can start to pick elements from it. Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z.com. It's a database of other people's projects. So you can type in boho kitchen or mid-century living room, black bathroom, whatever the things that you think are speaking to you, type that in and you'll see hundreds of images that you can then start to get more design reference from.
I would even take it one step further. Is there a place that, say we have an investor, we have women looking at a multifamily and they're like, I think one of these units I want to do is a short term. One of these units I want to do is a long term. Is there a place that they can kind of get like a hack? And in other words, what renovation strategies do they have for those different units? That's part of it too, right? Is that something that's included in this search or no, where they can actually get ideas on, you know, what's overdoing it or underdoing it for these types of even strategies for more of like a short term versus a long term?
That's a good question. Unfortunately, there's nothing I know right now where it's okay. Like you can say,
I got a business idea, Andressa.
Right?
Just go to Airbnb and copy what the top rated.
Sure.
The top rated properties nearby or where you want to be.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Like Google image search. I don't know if you're familiar with it. We use it all the time. Like find something, a couch that you like, but obviously it's too expensive. Google image search it and it gives you a ton of different options. But in terms of like, if you're talking about a package where you can just say, hey, this has everything I want in it, then you would most likely be reaching out to a designer or spending the time to really learn it yourself.
Love it. When it comes to construction management, and we hear this from so many of the women in our community about just managing contractors. After there's been agreement, after you've had the meeting, what have been, you know, just some of the pitfalls to avoid that, you know, you have any specific suggestions for those listening?
So it's so easy to blame the contractors, right? We also have to look at what our role has been.
What are you talking about,
Carmen? Have we been the good client as well? Like, don't come in. And that's what I mean, the OAC and really understanding and aligning the expectations is huge at the beginning. Because if you have an allowance for cabinets and it's 10,000, and then you end up coming and say, hey, I actually want the 15,000. Well, you start off the bat with like some animosity there, right? It's really planning at the beginning. It's understanding that every change is going to cost you money. It's going to delay the project. So it is so tempting to be like, oh, I didn't know this is what it was going to look like. Let me change it. The 3D modeling ahead of time is important. It helps you visualize. Again, SketchUp is free. And it has a ton of like 3D models you can input in there. If not, reaching out to a designer just to help you with the visualization. I know that tends to be the hardest part, to be like, well, I thought it would look different. Aside from that, every single room should have its own mini scope. So every time a tradesperson comes in, I go in and be like, okay, painter, you're here. Let's go room by room and make sure that you understand what the scope is. And that if there's anything that you see that I didn't, bring it up to me and let's figure out a solution before you even start.
I like that. One thing that I saw as like a cheat sheet in one of the projects that they placed the scope on that room and leave it there so they can see it. Now we're going to talk about materials. How can we save money on the purchase of materials? Before we do that, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Let me tell you a quick story. Once upon a time, Andressa, 5'4", went to Home Depot, get finishes for her flip. I was able to get the lighting, the faucets, and then I had a little trouble trying to carry the toilet. Yeah, I tried to carry the freaking toilet, like literally from the shelf to my cart. That was my thought process, right?
What made you think that that was a good idea?
No, I just needed to get it done.
Okay, so you didn't really have an idea.
In my head, I was like, I need to get all those finishes done. So the contractor that I hire have no excuse why the project is delayed or whatever. That I made sense at that time. I made a lot of sense. I'll fight for it, right? Fight for this nonsense at that time. And I know all of you that are listening, you're that person or you've been that person in the past, right? I thought that my time was well spent at Home Depot trying to carry the toilet. Anyway, sitting down outside Home Depot, I did not get to pull the toilet. People had to help me. I was sitting waiting for the contractor van to come and they get the toilet. And I was like, I don't think this is how other successful investors do, because I don't see them here. They're not.
The people with the wads of money aren't here.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of people try to save money, as I tried to. Try to save money, and they ended up paying much more. So what can be done nowadays that we are able to at least save some money in the construction? Is it buying bulk and having like business accounts? What options can we have considering all the high prices in construction products?
There's quite a few things you can do. I always recommend everybody do sign up for like the pro discounts. Generally, you don't even need an EIN number. Home Depot, Lowe's, they have something called the bid room. I think it's called something else in Lowe's. I can't recall. But if you're buying more than $1,500 material at a time, all you have to say is, hey, run this through the bid room. Before the pandemic, it used to save me thousands of dollars. Now, not as much, but still, every cent counts, right? Like, we're running tight ships here. The other thing, in terms of you picking it up, you can just call it in. They'll pick it out for you and just have your contractor come and pick it up curbside. So there's always things that you can do. Bulk is a little difficult unless you're doing like new construction, like Builders First. There's plenty of other places where they do your entire takeoffs off your plan and they give you a bulk price for the project itself. That does save you quite a bit in the end. They also, I don't know if they do anymore, but they used to have free structural design as part of their services. So my advice is just to ask. Honestly, you don't get anything in life without asking, and you have no idea what's out there and what's even possible. So go ahead and ask. I literally have built my business and done my renovations and flips by constantly asking questions.
I will say two things here. First, I'll never do that again, pick up a toilet, right? Needless to say. But in all seriousness, from that moment on, I have a finishes list that might change depending on the level of the product. But one thing that I give that to my contractor and say, listen, this is all the approved finishes that I used before. They're great. If there's this one, it's not running anymore or out of stock, propose something else that is on the budget. And I could care less where you buy it. If it is on the budget, it is what we are talking about. So that saved me a lot of time and money. But let's say you listening to me right now, you're very resistant and you want to buy the finishes. Okay. If you're going to do that, you're going to use your business cards so you can start really getting miles and getting points and getting points to get miles or different items. So make sure that you're either using the card from the location or a specific business card that you can also take advantage of that. But you're not the only one going to the store. Can we agree to that? All right. You have our shake hand over here. So you're good to go.
And I think it's hard, right? Because it's a mix of saving time, saving money. And it's a little bit of a dance. And so there's no right or wrong, but I think, Andressa, what you're saying, and I think I can attest, not so much that I was picking out finishes, but I used to clean all of our units. Like, I did a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have been doing. You do need to step back and go, what is this going to ultimately cost me? You know, I was doing the bookkeeping of, which is horrible. I mean, horrible. Should have been fired, and I was fired. But you have to take a step back and go, where do I want to be? And is this behavior going to move me towards where I want to be? because so many of the women right on Dress Side in our community are doing it all themselves. And that's got to stop in order to move into your greater role of that. I like to say orchestrator, you know?
Yeah. I have one last question here. So at the end of the each product project, right, when we are completed, what do you have? Do you have like a comes to Jesus meeting with everybody? What worked? What didn't work? What do you do? So you can not just learn the lessons, but your team can also be on the same page about what worked and you want to repeat and what didn't work and you definitely don't want to do that moving forward. What do you do?
This probably not completely answers your question, but I do want to make sure I state this. Make sure you get lien waivers from everybody before you pay out, because the last thing you want to do is finish your renovation and then have some sort of lien on you not be able to sell it. But to better answer your question, we keep a running Google Doc, and it's just a list of everything that kind of went wrong and everything that went really well. So we do debrief at the end and say, okay, make sure, you know, like, if we buy a property in this area that they want us to upgrade the main to 1.5 inches, or once we get past a certain amount of fixtures, or, you know, like lumber is too high for, so let's figure out if we can use trusses in the future. We keep the running list. And then it's, I did want to say something from what you were just saying before, like as women, we do take a lot on, and I agree, we need to not do that. But we first need to understand a little bit about a lot. In order for you not to feel taken advantage of, you need to know what the process of installation for your kitchen is generally. You need to understand if you're doing a bathroom renovation, what can you expect that process to look like? We often defer so much to the people that are doing the work for us that when something goes wrong, it's kind of too late. Whereas if beforehand we're like, okay, this is the process I want you to install it. And there's 5 different ways to do the same thing, right? So it is taking more ownership in terms of how the project is run. Once you get more comfortable with your contractors and your tradespeople, they know how you work. I'm sure like Andressa and Liz, you guys, it's like clockwork at this point, but you do need to know it so that you can understand when things are going awry.
Makes a lot of sense. Carmen, this has been great. Where can everyone listening learn more about you?
Sure. Yeah, this has been awesome. Thank you so much. I am at Reno2Forever. So R-E-N-O-T-O forever on basically anything. My website is Reno2Forever. And I'd be happy, like, this is my jam. I'm architectural designer, real estate investor. Like, I teach women how to do this. And I honestly love everything real estate. So just reach out.
Thank you. All this information you guys can find on our show notes. Now we're going to transition to our fabulous 3 questions. And the first one, Carmen, is what's the most transformational book you ever read?
Flowers for Algernon in like the 8th grade. And it's a great book because it's written in the point of view, like first person from somebody who is mentally, I don't want to use the R word, but they do. But, you know, and so it has a lower IQ. And through this scientific thing, they increase their IQ. And so what they start to see the world differently. What you once thought were your friends, once you got smarter, you realized were actually people that were making fun of you. So it taught me how to really stand in other people's shoes. Again, like when we talked about what kind of client are you being in the construction project, you really want to make sure that you don't center yourself in everything, that you start to understand that everybody is coming to your project from their own point of view, and we need to start meeting each other halfway.
The second question is, what's the most powerful routine that you do to live a financially free and balanced life, whatever balance means to you?
Like the older you get, the more you realize you're not really chasing money. You're chasing time freedom. You're chasing the ability to really live your life however you want. And for me, it's picking up and dropping off my daughter. And in the summer, it's doing so on my electric bike, which means, you know, I get my exercise in at the same time.
Isn't it? That's the best, right? Last question. Which woman, famous or not, have inspired you the most?
It's probably a trope or seems quite trite, but my mom, like amazing single mother of 4. We lived in a battered women's shelter when we were younger. And she really just like she taught you that anything is possible. When you're poor, but you don't even realize you're poor, like that's just a testament to your mother.
Indeed. What's her name? What's her name? Because when I wonder her.
Raquel Cervantes.
Raquel. Ah, awesome. Where did she come from?
Mexico.
Listen, I'm telling you, we immigrants around the world. We do. That's awesome.
Carmen, thank you so much for being on our show. And thank you for sharing all of your wisdom with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us. Ciao.